Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I watched that Spider-Man trailer a lot of times, and I've been thinking a lot about Spider-Man. I've been playing Spider-Man on PlayStation.
We found out that we all like the same Spider-Man.
Did we just all realize that we all like Andrew Garfield, even though people don't like him?
Right. And then everybody freaked out. We were like, wait, you? It was like the meme. Everybody was pointing and shit. Like, we were like, you too? Like,
right. Yeah.
Those movies, man. I had a blast seeing both of them. I have individual stories about both films. Fam, like Stevie Wonder could tell you that the second one is a mess. You know what I mean? But like, I don't know. It's kind of fun. I ain't gonna lie.
There are so many things in the second one I love. Mm-hmm. I went to see it with you, Mikey. I think we saw it at
City Walk.
We went to see City Walk. That's right. Yeah. I remember going in and like expecting the worst because the reviews were all bad. No one had good reactions, and I think we all walked out being like, "That was pretty good."
Yeah. Okay. Because we saw it in we went in high school when we saw it, and a friend of mine, man, he had this phase where like no matter what happened in anything, like we could be outside talking or whatever, he had this phase where like he would dance. So like, when this shit is so funny, we were watching a movie, and then like fucking hell, are we actually recording? Because I should say spoilers right here, but it's when fucking when Stacy's falling, and he like, you know, he like shoots the web and it gets her, like, but it doesn't get her in time, and she like smacks down. The fucking sound design on that shit is crazy.
Dude,
like
it
you
hurts.
Feel that like all over. And like I was like, oh shit, my homeboy. I heard my homeboy like wince. He's like, oh fuck. And then we turned to our other friend, and he's just still fucking dancing and shit. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She just died. What are you doing?
Man, that sequence, even though like I hate that version of Green Goblin, that sequence is really good. Like that whole sequence works great.
Hey, buddy.
And you're invested because it's the best part of those movies is that relationship between the two of those characters and their chemistry.
Right.
And that's what I'm invested in those movies is those two. And yeah, I think Andrew was good. I think he got a raw deal. I feel like he deserved at least one more movie, and maybe he'll get one now.
Hey man, according to JB Smooth, he might as well be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, oh man. I love JB Smooth. Like, but when I seen that shit, I was like, man, they gonna kill JB Smooth, boy.
He didn't even hesitate. Didn't even hesitate to just be like, Tobey Maguire, can't wait.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire, can't wait, kill him. JB Smooth.
Dude, I remember when JB Smooth got cast, and it was like, who's JB Smooth playing? Is he playing J. Jonah Jameson? He's just like a teacher at the school.
Yeah,
with like
teacher.
Three lines.
Was he basically like, because the first movie had Hannibal Buress, and then he's not really in the second one, is he?
I guess not.
Oh, right.
So but they Hannibal kind of be so maybe they wanted Hannibal back, and they were like, we'll just bring in another funny
maybe
black
after
comedian.
He did that bit where he hired someone to be him at the red carpet. Do you remember that? He just like did a post on Twitter that was like, hey,
you gotta get the stick out of here.
So it's just like another black guy who doesn't even look like him, and of course is being interviewed on the red carpet as Hannibal Buress. Like that's legendary.
So funny. Oh
man,
my god.
You know what's so funny about this is that this isn't the first time Marvel did this with black guys, because they did this in Iron Man. They had Terrence Howard. And then he said, yo, let me get more money than Robert Downey. And they said, no. And then they just put Don Cheadle. And yep. He just stays there for years.
I didn't watch the new Marvel What If yet, but apparently there's some stuff in it that's centered around the like 2008 Hulk era, which was Ed Norton playing the Hulk, who they recast to play Mark Ruffalo. But apparently the design is closer to the Ed Norton character, but he's voiced by Mark Ruffalo. They just got such a weird merging of that character.
I like that.
Are they gonna bring back Tim Blake Nelson or what?
Dude, well, the trailer for Shang-Chi had his character. You mean Tim Blake Nelson. Right. No, Tim Blake Nelson, who they set up in that movie to be the leader. I forgot about that. They brought back Abomination in the Shang-Chi trailer. Shang-Chi's about to come out, right? Or is it out?
I think it's, like next week or something.
I want to go see that. I got to go see that. Yeah, it comes out in 1 week.
Is it going on Disney Plus, or you got to go to the theater?
Got to go to the theater. Okay. We're not doing it on Disney Plus.
I read somewhere that they were trashing that Premiere Access thing, but I don't know how true that is. Anybody else see something like that?
They're definitely not doing it for Shang-Chi.
Okay.
And it has...
I always thought that shit was stupid.
$30 to pay. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's tough. Like, it's tough during... Like, the pandemic created a lot of weird scenarios surrounding streaming and stuff.
I get it, because movies are really freaking expensive.
Right.
So, like... They got to get it back somehow. I totally get that. But like, I get that because I went to film school. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if like the mass is just going to be like, fam, I already pay for this. So what? Like, come on. I don't know.
Yeah. There's no good answer with it. Like even the HBO Max thing, like HBO Max puts it in theater and on HBO Max same day. And that's because they're trying to build HBO Max. But every single time they release a movie, sharp drop off in the second week because it's available on streaming. So like it makes decent money the first week and then almost nothing the following week. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if I don't know. I think the movie, I'm hoping movie theaters survive because I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work without them.
It's looking better than it was before, because it was looking fucking horrible at a certain point, man.
Yeah. Like, that AMC stock being propped up is...
Oh, yeah. Should I sell?
Go a long
should
way.
Should I keep sitting on it?
No, hold. They opened... they bought Pacific Theaters, and they opened... this is very LA, but they opened at the Grove and at the Americana, the theaters.
That's big. That's big news. Okay. My dog's being... I don't know if this is a good cold open combo. What did you guys think? What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man shit. People are into that.
Okay. Cool. We did it. We did it, y'all.
We've been recording for 10 minutes. There better be something good in there.
Yeah. Just fish it out, man. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you got it. All right. And with that, the theme song. Let's do the theme song.
All right.
I've been watching them for years. It's always been something that fit with all the animated characters that's doing their own bits. With a fry who's in the future and a family guy that sucks. With a father from a hill, a burger family runs amok. The show of spies is the same guy, except he totally same. End of verse.
Let's watch cartoons that curse.
What the fuck is up, everybody? Welcome to Cartoons That Curse, the podcast about cartoons that say swears. My name is Johnny. I'm here with my co-host, Tariq. Tariq, how are you today?
I'm all right. My name is Tariq, if you didn't catch that already.
It says here in our podcasting software that your name is Tarky. So,
oh, yes. That is my new alias.
Tariq Tarky.
Did I ever tell you the story of Tarky? Where Tarky
comes
from?
Yeah, the birthday cake.
Right, yeah, my aunt brought me a birthday cake. And the letters were switched. And I said, Nick.
That's great. Today, we're going to talk about, I know you guys are expecting Archer season 3. We're a week late and we're not even doing all of that. We're really messing up. Man. Today we're going to talk about the Hearts of Archness trilogy. The first three episodes of season 3 of Archer. We thought that was a good thing to just be able to cover quickly. So here's the deal, y'all. Tariq and I started this podcast a few months back. It's been a while. We got a lot of episodes under our belt now. We kind of realized pretty quickly that watching a whole season of TV in a week and then talking about it, maybe we bit off a little more than we could chew. Because every week is a struggle to get all of it watched and take notes and then record it every time. It's a little much. So I think what we're going to do, and this is kind of the announcement of what our plans are, is we're going to change up how we do the show a little bit. It won't affect you too greatly, but it will affect you. So here's our new plan. We're going to be recording a full season's episode every 2 weeks from now on. So we're going to give ourselves 2 weeks to cover a season of the show. Now, how will that affect you? If you're watching on YouTube, the YouTube video will come out every 2 weeks. But if you're listening on Apple or Spotify or any other podcast platform, we're going to split them in half and release the audio one half at a time. So you'll get Archer season 3 part 1, Archer season 3 part 2, the following week. So every week there will still be a new episode drop on the audio podcast platforms. Every other week, you'll get one full season's video version on YouTube. We want to drive more people to the audio platforms, but also we don't want to take away the video stuff on YouTube. We know a lot of you guys like the video stuff. And we have one more announcement, Tariq. How do you feel about our next? Yeah, we have one more announcement.
We do.
Did you remember what it is? Do you want to announce it?
It's that Patreon, baby.
It's the Patreon.
It's that sweet dollar bill.
So this is also a way we're going to kind of make up the less content every week for you. So even though you're getting a new episode every week, we know that it's still half as much as you're getting every week normally. So here's what we're doing. We're launching the Patreon. That's going to be up very soon. And if you sign up for the Patreon, you can get a private RSS feed or we might upload it to the platform as well. There's a few ways we're looking at doing it. And we're gonna do two extra episodes a month on a movie. We're going to cover two movies a month. Every other week, you'll get a movie episode on Patreon. So we'll announce the details of that as we go. We don't really know the pricing plans yet. It's probably just going to be one tier. And if you sign up, you get our whole backlog of extra bonus episodes. And those episodes are definitely going to be on movies we want to talk about. And they're probably going to be somewhat animated related or just something related to our interests. We're definitely covering Paddington and Paddington 2. We're definitely covering all the Shrek movies. Right. We'll probably get to Space Jam. Just things that I think will be fun for Tariq and I to talk about and maybe debate a little bit. And who knows? Maybe we'll do it drunk. I think we mentioned that at some point.
I can't.
We'll see.
Fuck. Ah, man. If we don't do any of them drunk, we got it. Well, damn, you just said a whole bunch that I want to do drunk. I definitely want to do the Shrek's drunk, but the Paddington's drunk
maybe they're all
would
drunk.
Be crazy. Yeah,
maybe they're all drunk.
Because the Paddington's drunk would be crazy. That would be insane.
Dude, we're just going to be crying the whole time.
Yeah, I know. It's so fucking good.
You haven't seen the first Paddington, though, right?
I haven't. I've only seen the second one.
So you only seen the second one. Second one is better, but like Paddington 1's good. It's a good movie. Okay. So it's a good movie. I'm very excited. Very excited to watch through those. Yeah, and I think
we gotta get people ready for the release of P3.
P3, man.
P3.
Everyone's talking about P3. And eventually, as we know, they're going to do, everyone's talking about it. And we know that at some point we're finally gonna go into the Paddington verse. And that's what we're all waiting for. We need every alternate Paddington to join forces. I would love it would be funny if they did Paddington from the movie and then like the little animated Paddington from the Nickelodeon show and then just like a real bear. That would be the greatest trio. So that's our plan. And you know, comment below how you feel about that. Tweet at us. Let us know. Do you hate what we're doing? Do you like it? Will you sign up for the Patreon? And what would you like? What also, just let us know what movies you want us to talk about on Patreon, because we've already got, we got those 8 movies we want to talk about already, but there's going to be more. We got to talk more.
Right. We'll run out sooner or later. So
yeah, just exactly. In 2 months, or oh, I guess 4 months at this rate, we'll run out in 4 months of these movies that we talked about already.
Maybe we should do like a, I don't know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Maybe we should do like poll stuff on the Patreon too.
Yes, we should definitely do polls on the Patreon, asking them what movie franchises they want us to go through. I feel like this makes sense. We've got like, we've got the Paddingtons, we've got the Shreks, and now we've got, and then we've got the Space Jams. So like throwing up franchises like that, I feel like we start with mostly animated stuff, but you know, we can venture into.
Are we finally going to have that argument that we have silently? We're going to finally have it publicly about the Toy Stories? Because that could be something. Me and Johnny fight all the time over which Toy Story is the best one, and he keeps saying the wrong answer. And it's okay.
No, Treek, it's okay. It's okay. Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Mikey with the wrong answer.
Mikey knows which one it is. Mikey understands. We're going to have Mikey on for those episodes. No reason why.
Yeah, bro.
For those who are listening at home, Mikey held up the number 2 to the camera, yeah. Which is the correct answer. So we will we'll debate that. That's another 2 months worth of stuff Kangaroo to talk pot. About. It's going to be good. We got so much to talk about. It's going to be great. And then obviously we need to get to the creme de la creme of the Pixar verse, Cars. Very excited. Obviously, we need to talk about all 3 masterpieces.
When's the
Cars last time? Universe.
I've actually never seen Cars 3. Have you seen Cars 3?
Yeah, Cars 3 is it's, you know, better than Cars 2.
Okay. That's like a wrecked up car and one that exploded kind of thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's actually animation wise, really good. Really good animation. I also, I'm on Facebook years ago when that movie was coming out. I like commented on a Dolby Facebook post that was like, win this cool poster. If you were going to choose a random person to win this poster. And I was like, I'll comment. And I have like the dopest Cars 3 poster. It's so cool. It's so cool. I'm never going to hang it up, but it is genuinely a really cool poster. It's like better than the movie.
That's some sick shit.
Yeah, I think Cars 2 is a really bad movie, but I think Cars 1 is. I think Cars 1 is not as bad as people say it is.
I like Cars 1.
It's pretty good.
Cars 1 has a joke that I didn't get as a kid, but it makes me laugh now. Where, where I guess Lightning just finds out who Doc really is, and he goes and tells other cars. He's like, yo, he has like 2 piston cups. And then Mater says, he did what in his cup? That's pretty good.
That's a good joke.
That's a really good joke.
Yeah, I think there's some fun jokes about cars in the Cars movies. They have, I don't know, it's like a very confusing world where like, why is everyone a car? But
where the buildings come from? Like, the Cars universe, like, because that's the thing, right? Is like Pixar was always good at like, you know, Bugs Life, Toy Story, like, it doesn't make any sense, but it's just enough to where you suspend your disbelief. Now, Cars, man, you thinking about that shit. It's like,
yeah,
it's, okay, so who built this, like, and who, like, you know what I mean? Like,
do they build cars or do the cars fuck and have little cars? Like, what is it?
Where do the buildings, I'm still stuck on the buildings, fam, like the architecture. Like, how do they do that? And then the second one is like it's like an eco-friendly storyline thing going on about like the planet and shit.
The second, like, one's another one that looks good, like, and it's cool that they
the
travel,
second one
like,
looks rad.
It looks really good. They travel around the globe and you see all these really cool places in the Cars universe. Like, honestly, it's like it feels like on paper, oh, this could be really good. The problem is they made Mater the main character. And that was a mistake. It doesn't work very good.
And not only did they do that, but Pixar literally did 2 things that they like would never do. And I think that's why people don't like the film as much, because like, it not only did they make the side character the main character, the comic relief side character the main character, but they also, like, granted, Pixar is like, you know, Pixar is on surface, they've done stories that have been done before, but that they literally just did Cars' version of The Man Called Flintstone. Like, they did that spy thing, like, where, like, the incompetent guy becomes the spy by accident. Like, that's not new. And it wasn't new in 2011, I think, when the movie came out.
Yeah, I don't know if they were if they were planning on being new. They were just like, what if we made this but Cars?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there are some cool, like, spy sequences. Like, when they do some of the spy stuff, there's some cool stuff. It's just
It looks dope.
Yeah.
It has a lot of, like, mid-run Charlie Brown energy. And I say that because a lot of the stuff that they did in, like, the middle of the run of the Charlie Brown specials and films was that, like, it would just be Charles Schulz doing something, and then he'll be like, I wonder it'd be like if Snoopy did this. So then he'll just go fucking do it. And I remember when they first were promoting Cars 2, John Lasseter fucking loves Mater. And he was like, he said he traveled the world, and he was like, damn, I wonder what Mater would do in this situation. It's like, fam, why are you thinking about that?
He was genuinely inspired to tell the Cars 2 story, which is weird because it's a bad one.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And I don't feel bad about talking shit about John Lasseter.
Absolutely.
Also, funny you're mentioning Snoopy, though. I was just thinking about how he was flying planes before the dogs in Up were doing it.
That's true, yeah.
It's true. Pixar. So stole that one too, Pixar.
The Red Baron is really funny because like, yeah, it's all in his, the Red Baron shit, yeah, it's all in his head or whatever. But like, nah, man, that doghouse has real bullets on it. Somebody was shooting at that doghouse. Like, the bullets really appear and we see them.
That's funny. All right, well. That was a nice little opening. That's what we're going to do with the podcast. That we're going to talk about. That's a little taste of what we'll talk about in our Cars episodes. So get ready. Get ready for those. We got plenty to talk about. Maybe we'll do a Charlie Brown, do the Peanuts movie. Maybe we'll talk about the Peanuts movie. Tariq, I've never seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I never seen it.
The Peanuts movie is good. Fine.
Oh, it's good? Yeah.
It's cool. Good. It's just after watching so much Charlie Brown, you go, oh, they did this wrong, huh? Or, oh, they, or they, because like on surface, I think Peanuts movie is like a, it's like what your brain mushes together and remembers Peanuts is. And I think that's why everybody was like, oh, yeah, it's just like, but after watching so many, it's like, nah, they kind of, They try harder to match the early stuff, but some characterization stuff is weird, and like, I don't know, they do weird shit, like they kind of skip between eras. Certain point at one point in the movie, Snoopy's a dog. Yeah, at one point Peppermint Patty knows Snoopy's a dog, and in another scene, she doesn't. Like they do stuff like that, which is stuff that they would do in the. In the specials, because Charles Schulz, this is too tangenty. But anyway, like, yeah, that's just something they would do, and the Peanuts movie does that. I still think it's fun, and I still think if you like Peanuts even remotely, you'll have a good time. So,
cool. Well, we'll talk about that one too. That's on the list. But we should talk about Archer because. Everyone's been waiting, and we're really bad at doing it, apparently. We waited about 2 months after the first episode to do the second one. Then we didn't put one out last week, and now we're not even putting out this full third season. People are going to be mad. So season 3 of Archer begins with a 3-part episode. And if I'm not mistaken, they aired this much earlier than they did the rest of season 3. I'm pretty sure. Let me look at the list of Archer episodes real quick. Season 3. Yes, Heart of Archness aired in September of 2011, and then the rest of the season didn't start till January. So it was kind of its own thing. Like, they just aired it over 3 weeks the year, you know, a few months before season three began properly, which is why we're going to talk about it by itself. And also because it's a self-contained story and it's a pretty fun one. I really think Heart of Archness is very funny. How about you, Tariq? Do you like Heart of Archness?
Yeah, nah, I do. I like it. I thought it was cool. I definitely thought it was cool.
It's also like, it feels like a pretty good way to follow up the events of the season two finale, right, with Katya.
Which I almost forgot that that's where we left off. Like, in the episode, the first part, it reminds you immediately, which I thought was probably for the best, but it reminds you immediately.
Yeah, I guess the idea is just that, like, Archer is so distraught from losing his fiance that he has just gone rogue. He's just disappeared. He's made himself disappear. Mm-hmm. He's working as a bartender on some tropical island.
And his name is Randy.
And his name is Randy.
Which
I love.
That's one of my only notes for the episode, is that I love the Randy design. It's like the beard and shit.
Yeah,
I love it.
He looks good at the beard. Yeah, Archer looks great with the beard. And I really liked, I loved when, well, for one, I love Rip Reilly, who is played by Patrick Warburton, one mm-hmm. of the great voice actors of all time. You may know as The Tick, Brock Sampson, many other things. He's just great. Love Patrick Warburton.
You didn't say Joe.
I didn't say Joe. He's also Joe.
He's Joe Swanson, and he's Kronk.
Joe Swanson. Yeah, and he's Kronk. Yeah. Kronk rules. He's so many good characters. The ones that I watched most often was definitely Brock in Venture Brothers, which is a show we'll have to cover, Tariq, because you haven't really seen it, huh?
Mm-mm.
He's so good. And this is kind of a character that feels reminiscent of Brock. It's like, oh, he's just a super, he's like a cool, super powered spy guy. Like, he's just a strong, good spy. I guess Brock's not really a spy, but kind of is. But I love when Rip Reilly comes to get Archer, and Archer's just really bad at keeping his secret that he's Archer. He's trying to pretend like he's not Archer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's just like, which is why I'm never even going to go back to ISIS. I mean, did you say ISIS? ISIS? who said ISIS? Yeah. it's so funny. And also just like John Benjamin and Patrick Warburton, two of the greatest voices in media.
It's just two guys that use the same voice for literally everything. Just going back. It's pretty funny.
It's just their normal voice. Yeah. And they're both so good. They just, I love their voices so much. So like having... This whole first episode is basically just like them as a pair, and it's really fun. I like that Rip basically kidnapped him to take him home pretty quickly, but then they crash the plane, and the underwater stuff is really cool when Archer's like going to save him from underwater, and he keeps going down to grab all the liquor bottles, right, and then he shoots a shark and he has to drop the liquor bottles to cock the gun,
which
that's a really cool sequence,
which is like, hey man, he kind of sometimes Archer overreacts, but like, my nigga, if I showed a shark like that, like, yeah, I'm gonna react the same way. Personal record, like,
yeah, two personal records: breath holding and most sharks shot in the face. that was great. And then I also like when they like when they both wake up, or when Rip wakes up on the life raft. And he's like real pissed at Archer for stealing his gun and everything. And Archer just like lays out everything that he did for him. He's just like, he's like, I rescued you and did CPR and bandaged your head. He's like, oh, well, thanks. Thank you. He's like, has to thank him for that. Yeah, it's fun. Like the first one is basically just like, it's just that their buddy story of like them kind of antagonistically crashing the plane and like trying to get out of there, and then they come across the pirate situation, which I like. The final beat of the first episode I think is so funny, when Archer accidentally kills the pirate, like the lead pirate, and becomes the new lead pirate.
Yeah.
And what's his name, Rip, is just like, you are not going to be a pirate. And he's like, no, Rip, of course I'm not going to be a pirate. I'm going to be a pirate king. Yeah. that's how they end the episode. It's a great line to go out on. Oh, it's so fun. Do you like that episode? How do you think?
Yeah, I love how once we find out where he is, like, I love how the plot jumps around. Like, everybody gets involved in some way. Like, him being missing, like, because of Mallory, it affects everyone, and it affects, like, how just kind of like their day to day and everything like that. And I like how,
right,
I like how all of that is integrated into the story. That stuff with Cyril was weird, man.
Yeah, putting all the accounts in the Swiss bank accounts and...
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff with Cyril.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and then he and Pam hook up again. Or is that the first time? I don't know.
I was thinking about it when watching it.
Cyril hooks,
like,
up with everyone.
I was just like, man, everybody in this office is fucking gross. And they acknowledge it, though. They do acknowledge it multiple times. So we're like... like, everybody's just like, you could just put any combination together and they've probably done something gross together.
Yep. You're not wrong about that. And especially when one of the people doing all the some of the gross stuff with everyone is the HR department itself, which is Pam. Oh, man. So the second episode is really fun because it's basically just Archer being a pirate king.
Right.
And I love how he's just, like, molded their pirate society to do everything he likes. Like, he's just like, he starts the lacrosse league, which is so funny to me. There are enough pirates to start multiple teams, a whole league of lacrosse teams.
I love that I got a big laugh out of him calling pirate stuff piracy.
I thought that
was really funny.
Yeah, I like, and then there's also the other really good guest star.
David
Cross. Yeah, David Cross plays Noah, who's the dude who, the only one of the pirates who can speak English and translate for Archer.
Noah rules.
Yeah, Noah's great, and he's just trying to keep the pirate stuff going because, like, obviously Archer is prioritizing debauchery and fun and not being pirates,
right,
which is how pirates continue to exist, is by pirating. They have to go pirate. I love when they showed their attempts to pirate, and Archer's like, this guy's a small business owner, we can't take all of his stuff, we can't kill them or take his stuff. And then he, like, it gets haggled down to only stealing some of the tuna that the guy is which is funny. Like, it feels like it's interesting to put Archer, who is a generally self-serving bad dude, in a situation where he's not the most self-serving of them all. You know what I mean? Like, cause, like, when you're in the pirates and the pirates are just, like, always going to steal stuff from other people so that they can continue their piratey ways. And then Archer's the one out of all of them to be like, well, we shouldn't steal all of his fish. We can't steal all of his tuna.
Yeah.
It's a position that we don't often see Archer in the show, where he's, he's less of the bad guy in the situation. Right. Obviously he's still very selfish and self-centered, but it is pretty different.
I will say that, like, they kind of do it in the first part, and it piqued my interest, but then I realized they just kind of played it for laughs real quick and then moved on with whatever they wanted the story to be. But there was a point where, like, Archer just kind of vents a little bit about how, and it was kind of wrapped in a joke, but he still was like, fam, I got, like, this job, and, like, what kind of sick job is this where it's normal for your fiance to just die? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he says all of that, and, like, I was like, okay, this is really, it was interesting to hear him contextualize, I guess, the past two seasons and how that's affected him. I do kind of. I guess I wish there was a little bit more of that, because while this definitely does feel like the aftermath of everything that happened at the end of the finale, it is kind of like, it is still kind of business as usual. These are still just episodes of Archer, but they don't really. I don't know. I feel like there was a chance to dig a little bit more of like, but what is he feeling exactly? But what they did, I don't think is bad. I don't think, because this thing ended up being rad anyway. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm not really upset, but I do think it would be interesting.
Yeah, I agree. It feels like the show is a little less willing to really dive into that kind of stuff. Like, it definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
Showing, I think, but it feels like the show is always doing that in bits and pieces. You know what I mean? It's always like a scene here or there where they really explore that stuff.
Right.
But then it's just back to like really quick smart ass jokes and, silly spy shit. Because I guess that makes sense. That's kind of what the draw of the show is. But but I agree with you. It does feel like when they do it, I'm like, oh, that was good. Let's do that more.
Yeah,
let's get some more out of the root of it. But also, he's a very repressed person. You know, like his outlets for his feelings are not through talking about them. they're through doing ridiculous shit.
Right. Exactly.
So. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to keep watching through and see like kind of how they explore that stuff. I'm especially interested once we get to like the dream seasons, cause that stuff is all his subconscious, that stuff is like, it's all in his head. So
yeah, I know nothing about any of that. I just know that it happened.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. So like I've really only seen the first one, which was good. But then also after it, he wakes up at some point. So like that will be interesting. See, how does he change waking up from this stuff? So we'll find out. I'm excited to go through Archer.
You seen the poster for the new season? That thing looks rad. Well, I had to watch the episodes
season 12 poster.
I had to watch the episodes on Hulu, and that thing looks rad, man.
Pretty cool poster.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, this is going to be our thumbnail when we cover that season.
Yeah,
it's really good. Really good. Wow. Next day on FX. Wait, did it already start? It started.
Two days ago, didn't it?
Yeah, I think the first episode is on FX today.
Right, because when we were doing season two, I couldn't get that damn promo out of my face. And they kept telling me what date it came out. Yeah. No, it's a story.
For sure. For sure. Well, I'm excited to get through all of this stuff again. I really so back to this episode, I like the way that the pirates really start to like get fed up with Archer, which makes sense because he's not a good leader or a good pirate king. He's just doing all the stuff that's fun for him. And he's not being the kind of pirate king who provides for the other pirates. He just started intramural lacrosse league and then they just do parties and it's not sustainable is what it is for those pirates.
Right.
But when they challenge him to like the hand-to-hand combat, I cracked up because when Archer just shoots him, he just shoots the guy who wants to fight him. They're like, that's not in the rules. He's like, show me the rules. Show me where in the rules it says I can't use a gun. Oh, it's really funny. I don't know why it's so funny when Archer can get away with his, like when Archer is like, can so smugly get away with his bullshit. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
It's like he, the way he is so smug and such a smart ass about it makes me laugh so hard. Even though you're like, well, that guy sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. It's still so funny. I also like in this episode, the like Lana Ray adventure.
Laughed
when Ray decided for them to buy a boat to go rescue Archer because they can sell it later instead of renting a boat. That's really weird logic. But I also just like how Ray is just egging Lana on the whole time about like how he thinks Lana is still attracted to Archer and how she is very upset about that. Mm-hmm. That's there's some good like character. There's some good character stuff in there.
Yeah. I like I like them bullying Noah because he wants to teach anthropology. And yeah. They keep laughing at him, man. Like it's so fucked up. Like they're walking down the I don't even know what to call that thing, but like, you know, the ladder. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's like all three of them, and they're, because that's how they end up in the cell. That's how all three of them end up in the cell. Right. They were walking down that ladder.
Yeah.
And they're just bullying him the whole fucking way down. Like, yep. Like, so what are you gonna do with anthropology? It's like, I want to teach. You want to teach anthropology?
It's so funny. Yeah, I mean, what else do you do with anthropology? People just teach it. That's it, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Comment below if you know what anthropologists do besides teach anthropology.
Yeah, research it and then keep it to yourself.
Oh, man. And then, yeah, Lana and Ray get caught. They get to the pirate fortress. They immediately get caught because Lana is mad at Ray and very loud about it. And then that's the end of the episode. They get caught. They all get imprisoned. Archer, Rip, Lana, Noah, and Ray all get imprisoned. Oh, Ray gets his eye jammed with something, right? He has an eye patch for the second part. Oh, right.
He does. Because Archer jokingly calls it like his pirate disguise or something.
Yes, yeah. That's right. It's pretty funny. Yeah, part two is fun. Like, it feels like all three of these have a different vibe. Part one is like let's find Archer and get him back, and it leads into the pirate thing. Part two is Archer being a bad pirate king, and then part three is let's escape from the pirate fortress. Like, that's pretty, it's pretty all well, like, distinct. Each part is pretty distinct from one another, even though it's kind of one big story. But that acts pretty well as like act one, act two, and act three. Because the end of act one is basically the inciting incident. He turns into the pirate king, you know?
Right, yeah.
And then the climax is part three, where they get imprisoned and have to escape. Part three, one of my favorite jokes in all of Archer is when he's talking about the crabs, and he goes, and Lana, a dungeness crab, because we're in a dungeon. It's such a good pun. What do you think about part three? Do you like part three?
Yeah, I like part three. I got two jokes written down from part three. I got and they're both like semi in the opening. Mallory asks Cheryl, because she has like pajamas on, but they're like dude pajamas. So she says, right. Where's your pride? She's like, in my work.
And then Mallory says, that might be the funniest thing you've ever said. Yeah, that's great. I love Cheryl.
And I think literally in the next scene is, because that's when, what's that boy? Oh, Cyril. That's when Cyril finds out that he like moved all the money. He can't find all the money. And then
right. Did he get drunk and do that? Was that why?
Right. And then I think he's realizing it, but he doesn't want to say it out loud. He realizes that Pam is in front of him, so he like stumbles on his words. And he says,
right.
And he says like, all in the account is all, like he does something like that. And then yeah. Pam says, stop talking like black people.
don't talk like black people. Oh, Pam. I feel like Pam like is constantly piping in with like crazy shit like that.
Right.
Like, I feel like that.
I will say that these first three episodes showed me the Pam that I remembered. Like when we said we were gonna do Archer, like this was the Pam I was expecting. So I'm having a good time there.
For sure. I love Pam. Yeah, she was very naked at the end of this episode. And like, there's like all like everyone in the office is just in there and she's just spread over the desk completely butt ass naked. Not even acknowledging. No one acknowledges that she is naked. she just is. Oh, it's so funny. I love that. This is a small detail, but I love that Archer was like Archer is so traumatized from his relationship with his mother that he was like, he was worried that that she was going to find out that he was the pirate king. Like he's a little kid who did something wrong. Right, like, yeah. I was like, you didn't tell her I was a pirate king, did you? which is really funny to me. Like he does so much ridiculous shit that she knows about. And he's just like
the pirate king. That's the one that she can't like, yeah, no. She can never,
please don't tell my mom.
Please don't tell anyone how I live.
And then Ray almost dies. He gets shot. You know, something else we didn't talk about is the whole running thing through all three episodes of the idioms. The idioms things are really funny where they're talking where Archer is trying to communicate through Noah, the translator, but he's constantly using English idioms that don't translate into the other language. And it's so funny. I just like when he's like, he's constantly saying that he's like, wow, I just never realized how much we rely on idioms, which is true. Like we don't think about it, but like, I bet if we went back and listened to this episode of this podcast, we could count like six idioms that we've used already. Most likely. Like it's so funny.
Sometimes I feel like I exclusively talk in them sometimes.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's like just kind of how our language evolves so much. You know what I mean? Like it just becomes like, it's like the more people use them, the more prevalent they become. You could end up writing out a whole paragraph that is only idioms, but makes perfect sense to you. Mm-hmm. And if someone tries to translate it, they'd be like, what the fuck? What do I do with this? It's pretty funny. Rip Riley also gets stabbed in the eye. Another person getting stabbed in the eye. I liked when he calls in. I love when
he calls with a spoon. Nick
yes, with the spoon. Noah does it. He's supposed to stab the other pirate, Bucky.
That's my other note. Is that I can't figure out how the hell he did that. Like they do that thing where they don't show us. Like they just say, first of all, Archer's like, yo, spoon him. And he's like, huh? And he's like, oh, yeah. Okay. And then he does it, but it's off screen. And then it pulls out
the wrong guy.
Yeah. And it's a funny gag, but I just remember looking at it like, how the hell did he do that? How did he do that?
I like Archer calling him Nick Furious. That's good.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
That's a good joke. It's like a fun escape. And then I really like the moment where they're trying to escape. I thought it was so funny that Archer was like, let's stay and play lacrosse because my team is in the finals instead of let's escape from the pirate fortress so we don't die.
And then
there's
that big, like, it's not a big moment, but it's like Lana's like, he realized Lana's his only friend. And she's like,
yeah, I wrote that down.
She's like, word. So if you go over there, I will never speak to you again and we will not be friends. And then there's like this pause. And once you see the pause, I'm like, oh, this is, I know exactly where this is going. It's just hard cuts off the ref. And he's like blowing the whistle.
They did. It was a fake out though. Cause he didn't go. He just made them fly over so that he could, could see the game. But I did like that moment, like Archer just realizing like, wow, Lana is my literal only friend.
Right, yeah.
And that's another one of those good, sweet little moments, even though it's in the middle of like comedy and danger. But it's a nice, sweet little moment. And it's like a nice realization for Archer to have in the context of this show.
Absolutely.
Cause he really doesn't have any other friends. Just like just Woodhouse, kind of.
Not really.
Not really. Maybe Wee Baby Seamus.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Because I ain't his son. So.
But yeah, I really liked the escape on the helicopter. I think it was really funny. And especially when they like they stop the lacrosse game to just try to take out the helicopter, and then Lana just takes out everyone, and Archer's mad that she took out his lacrosse team. Archer's priorities are always really funny. It's just always funny to sit and think about his priorities in any given situation, because they're rarely the correct ones. Like, you know, when he gets pissed that he rips his turtleneck when he's like, you know, getting captured in a heist or something. Good stuff like that. But yeah, this is like, it's a fun 3-part episode. Right. I remember when this aired, like at the time I was like, this is the best Archer. Like, I remember watching these first three and being like, this is the funniest Archer has ever been to me. I don't know if I still feel that way, but I do really love this trilogy. And I wish they would have done more like 3-part episodes.
This is cool. This worked really well. I do think this is like just a cool thing to do in general. You know.
Also, Archer is a show that should have a movie.
Absolutely.
It feels like they could do so much if they did a movie.
And you know, I don't want to give nobody no ideas or nothing like that, but it is one of those where like, if they somehow decided like, oh, we'll do a movie, but we'll do it live action, it could work really well. But you wouldn't get the cast, and that's the part that would suck.
I think you could get some of them.
But you couldn't get like, fucking...
John Benjamin can't be Archer. But that's the thing, is you need his voice. Like, you can't do it without his voice. Yeah. But like, Aisha Tyler could probably play Lana. And Chris Parnell could for sure play Cyril, and well, sadly we can't do Jessica Walter, but Jessica Walter absolutely could have played Mallory.
I had a professor, because this is actually okay. I had a professor in college that like was really into Archer, and it was because of him that I did my like watch through. Like, I watched the first season when it aired, and then I just kind of moved on. But then like, because of him, I'm like, fuck it. And then I just started watching it every night. And you know, that's how like I fell in love with like Vice and shit like that. Like, and one of the things he told me that he always found hilarious was that everybody is designed after their voice actor except Archer. Like, everybody else is like literally pretty just close. Like the spitting image. Yeah. And then I looked at it one day and I was like, yeah. So they just wouldn't
if you did it live action. Like, I think there's a guy that Archer was designed after. Or do you just go like full like deep fake and make a, you know what I mean?
I would love
Or do you dub? Yeah, like, do you dub over Archer? Or, and this is only something I just thought about in this moment, and it's not something I would regularly ever suggest, but the more I think about it, the more I'm like, this actually probably could be cool, is if they just did like a really, like, really nice big budget 3D animated Archer. Like, I think Archer's character models could look really good in 3D.
Absolutely.
Like, did you see I didn't see the movie, but I saw the trailer. Did you see the Lupin the Third?
I saw the trailer 3D? Too. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
That looked so good.
Yeah, it did.
And that's like another like heisty, spy-y vibe of a show. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you did something kind of similar to that, where you kind of maintain the character design that you have in the 2D version, but you translate that over to the 3D version, I think Archer is actually a pretty good candidate for that.
Yeah, they could do so much shit. They could do it like that. They could do it like a Spielberg's Tintin with a mocap it and make it look like
Dude,
that.
Dude, I love Tintin. When are they going to make the second Tintin movie?
Shit.
It's supposed to be Peter Jackson. They were going to do it. I bet it's dead.
Yeah, man.
Peter Jackson,
long time ago.
Tintin. That's so crazy that Spielberg did the first one, and then they were going to have Peter Jackson direct the second one.
Yeah.
Possible sequels. I don't know if it's going to happen.
And they could honestly, even if they go to theaters, like the way the show is animated is stylized enough to where like that flat stuff could work still, like it could still look really, really rad. And not only that, but make it more dynamic. Right. And the show gets really beautiful with CG sometimes too. So it's like, I feel like they could, cause it looks like, to a lesser degree. You ever see Waltz with Bashir?
No, I actually haven't.
It's a animated film. It's like, it's kind of like a, I don't really know how to describe it. I saw it in college, but it has like documentary vibes. I don't know, it's pretty cool. And it's cool to look at.
Yes, I've seen clips of this for sure.
Yeah, it's cool to look at. And I think Archer kind of teeters that line a little bit. Not all the way, obviously, but like sometimes, right. Definitely. And I think, yeah, I don't know. That shit was cool on the big screen. So I think Archer would be cool too.
Dude, I just got an Apple TV update on my phone and it says season 12 Archer is now on Hulu. While we're doing Jeez. This, that's so funny. You're right though. I do think they could definitely, like, with a big budget, still do the same animation style and just, you know, make it prettier and more dynamic and bigger, feel bigger and more cinematic. It would look really good. I also think it could be a cool candidate for a 3D CG animated film. It could also be a cool candidate for something like Tintin. There's a lot of ways you could do this movie. The Tintin one's intriguing to me because that way you can get John Benjamin on set doing the voice.
Yeah, I know. That's what made me think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty fun. Man. I hope they do. It's hard to say if they ever will now, especially because, like, you know, no Jessica Walter, right. but it just feels like a big spy thriller is so, it's like, there's so many of those damn movies already. Just, you know, do a big Mission Impossible style plot with lots of crazy stunty type of action sequences, but make it funny. You know, it's just make it funny.
What if,
or maybe in, yeah.
What if these three came out like Stewie Griffin, The Untold Story? Do you think they would work that way?
Good question. I think it works. They feel more connected to me than those three.
Right. That's what made me ask.
It's similar though. Like, It's similar. It's hard for me to say because they do each have their own distinct little story, but they work best as one big thing. And I think the subplots in Hearts of Archness are less like distinct as little B plots than they are in the Family Guy ones. Like every episode has its own subplot that is unrelated to the overarching plot. Whereas the subplots in Heart of Archness all are another overarching thing.
Right,
it's like,
yeah, exactly.
We're finding Archer, we're sending Lana and Ray, they're captured and they're with them. Like, they're all connected. You know what I mean?
Right,
there's
yeah.
no, yeah. Like, they were very disconnected in the Family Guy one. So I think it would maybe worked a little better. Same way that we were talking about Imagination Land, how that was supposed to be a movie, I guess. That
right,
was
yeah.
originally going to be a movie. Man, I just wish I could have seen that in the theater now that I know that. Seeing Imagination Land in the theater would rule. But yeah, it's interesting. And then I don't think Archer ever did any more three-part stories.
Oh, really?
They did a space. The end of season three has Space Race parts one and two. So that's a two-parter. And then the end of season four has Sea Hunt, which is parts one and two. So there's two-parter. There's a two-parter in the middle of Archer Vice, but Archer Vice is its own like interconnected thing. They do a two-parter almost every season after that. Season seven has two-parters.
Jeez.
But they never do another three-parter.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like. Yeah, and then right. also, like, I mean, just Dreamland, Danger Island, and 1999 they don't do any two parts in those because those are just shorter, self-contained, serialized seasons. So, yeah.
Got it.
Pretty interesting. Very, very eager to get to that stuff. And season 12 has started. Oh, they did two episodes already. They did two episodes yesterday.
Oh, right.
And, yeah. Not that I'm going to get there anytime
soon. Yeah, I'm going to say not going to get to those behind. For a while, though, but
yeah.
whatever.
It is interesting, though, because Adam Reed doesn't write it anymore after he wrote every script for every
yeah?
season. For, Yeah, he hasn't been the writer for starting with Archer 1999. They started getting some of the other writers to write scripts, but Adam Reed was still did a few that season. And then season 11, no Adam Reed scripts, all other writers. And then season 12, so far what they've listed, no Adam Reed scripts.
I wonder what that's like. That'd just be like if you were watching South Park and it just didn't say directed and written by Trey Parker. Like, dude, it's weird.
Yeah. That's what I'm curious about. Like, but I also feel like I see more people being able to tell cool stories in Archer without Adam Reed more than I see people being able to tell good stories in South Park without Matt and Trey. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a slight on Adam Reed. It's just that South Park is such an imprint of Matt and Trey. Right. Like, it's just over the years, it's just them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Different periods of their life. And this show is very much like just a cool premise. You know, like the premise of South Park isn't much. It's just kids in a small town. And so they're like, well, we're just going to tell stories that relate to us through those kids. And this is like spy parody.
Yeah, Archer
stuff,
is you know? It's like way more high concept than South Park for sure.
And so I'm eager to see, especially after season 10, like seasons 11 and 12 being like out of the dream sequence seasons and like what are the character dynamics like now? What's going on? I think there's some certain character situations that I vaguely remember having been a thing that I'm like, I wonder how that's going. Like things that happened before the dream seasons that I'm like, well, they got to follow that up now. What's going to happen? So it's pretty interesting. I'm very eager to see how it goes.
Absolutely.
And I'm curious if the show will just keep going or not. Like,
yeah, right.
What is it? Yeah. He's going to keep rolling. We'll find out. You got anything else? You got anything else to talk about with Hearts of Archness? Heart of Archness? Well, I don't know. What is it? Hearts or heart?
Hearts.
It's just heart.
Oh, okay.
Heart of Archness. It's because it's a heart of darkness.
Got it. Okay. I didn't do the science there.
Have you ever seen Heart of Darkness?
I haven't. I didn't do the science.
The movie, it's a documentary. It's a documentary about the making of Apocalypse Now.
Oh, really? Oh, I would have watched the hell out of that. Because, oh, wait. What's up?
Mikey, wait, raise your hand.
So, wait. Hearts of Darkness is the documentary, I think.
Oh,
Hearts of Darkness
and Heart of Darkness
Apocalypse, which is a play.
That's
on
why
Heart
I'm confused.
wait. All right.
Okay. No, this is important.
Give me a
we
second.
Have to get to the.
We have
so
to get
this
it
is
right,
why I said Hearts
in
of Darkness.
Comments.
You're right. Okay. So Hearts of Darkness is the Apocalypse Now documentary, and Heart of Darkness is a television adaptation of the 1899 novella written by Benedict Fitzgerald, starring Tim Roth and John Malkovich. So this episode is named after Heart of Darkness, the novella.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Even though it has a slight Apocalypse Now element in that there's someone who's AWOL and they have to go get them, which is the whole premise of Apocalypse Now.
Right. And it says, according to the Heart of Darkness page, that it provided the inspiration for Apocalypse Now.
Oh my god.
So we figured it out.
Heart of Darkness, the old novella, inspired Apocalypse Now, and then the documentary about Apocalypse Now is named Hearts of Darkness.
So I guess
which is a
I
great
guess,
documentary.
I guess Heart of Archness has nothing to do with Apocalypse Now then, really. If it they both are
Yeah, they
playing
both
on Heart of Darkness.
Right, they both are exactly. I mean, yeah, they could have gone with Archpocalypse Now.
That's gross.
Or something. Heart of Archness. I don't know. I'm gonna read that. 1899. You think it's good?
1899.
That was a good year, dude. That was a good year.
It's a good year. Good year for
good
novellas.
Year, good year for novellas. Yeah, there's some good ones.
Oh man. Thank you for clearing that up, though. You're right. We would have got roasted if we had let
they
that
ate
sit.
Us alive, people, man, and I wouldn't have knew how to deal with it. I probably my profile would have went black.
there were canceled. People for a minute there, like screaming at their speakers. What you guys don't know, Heart of Darkness.
It's my favorite novella from the 1800s.
They show up 2 weeks late and they don't even know the damn novella. I can't listen to this no more, man.
Not even covering the whole season.
Yeah.
Like this is for next week, but there's another novella referenced in Archer. That's one of my favorite jokes.
That's one of my I remember it. That's in Space Race, right? One of my favorite jokes. Yes. I won't spoil it but that is genuinely one of the jokes that has just stuck with me for years. I haven't seen that in years.
Same.
It's so good. Oh man, I can't wait. Can't wait. Well, with that, I don't know. What do you guys got? Anything
really
else?
That was really loud, John.
That was a good. Yeah, that was a good one. Well,
you can lower it. You can lower it a little bit.
It's just really quiet.
Well, what do you guys?
Wow.
I'll just censor it so it sounds like you shouted a swear.
Fuck. Should we talk Heart of Darkness now? You guys want to talk about? We talk Apocalypse Now.
That's for Patreon, dude. That's some Patreon content right there.
I would watch the hell out of documentary about Apocalypse Now because I just read some of that shit, and I'm like, geez.
It's so good.
It's amazing. It won the Oscar for best documentary.
Yeah, I would watch the hell out of it.
I just got the 4K final cut of Apocalypse Now, and of course the documentary's on there, so I'm due to watch
it. It came with it?
That's rad.
Yeah, dude.
That's kind of crazy because it's such a well-regarded and like Oscar-winning documentary. They could have gotten away with just selling that separately. Yeah. Mm-hmm, it's a beloved documentary.
it basically just like goes with the film now. Like you can't watch Apocalypse Now and then like right afterwards not be like, well, I got to watch, Hearts of Darkness.
Right.
Or I imagine if you just put on Hearts of Darkness, you're going to be like, okay, now I want to watch the fucking movie.
It goes either way. It really goes both ways. Yeah. And that really is like an insane production. Like so many things happened while they were making it. But also the whole time, Francis Ford Coppola was just convinced he was making a disaster. Like he just thought, dude, this is a disaster. This is going to be horrible. Nobody's going to like this. I'm going to be laughed out of Hollywood. Like this is my career is over. And it's and then he made Apocalypse Now. Apocalypse Now.
I love that fucking movie.
Yeah.
When that kind of shit happens, it's always like, it's always really funny to hear people tell stories like that, because they felt that way with the Peanuts Christmas special. They were like, oh, this shit sucks, man. We about to lose our jobs. And then there's
one of the most beloved Peanuts special of all time.
Yeah, one of the animators was like, they're going to play this thing for 100 years. And then they laughed them out the room. And now it's just on every year.
We're getting close to 100 years, right? When did it come out?
60?
Came out, 60? So we got 40 more years. 60. But we're getting there. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Mikey, now that you're here, you got any thoughts on Heart of Archness?
Thoughts?
Can't get away that easy.
I mean, I think it's really rad, and it sort of marks a change in what Archer. It sort of represents what Archer ultimately becomes, which is about like visual theme and setting. And I just feel like the people who make Archer put so much care into how the show looks and clearly how they keep deciding to visually reinvent the show every year, basically from here on out. And serialize, tell like bigger stories. I just love it. And I was very hyped on Archer when this came out and that they just dropped this three-part thing. It's basically like a little baby feature.
I remember when this came out and how stoked I was, because I think I was on the same page. I was like, this is probably the height of my Archer fandom, and I think watching this three-parter was some of the most I've ever enjoyed Archer when it came out. Like, it was just like, this, like, this show is the best show. Like, this is so good right now.
And just the action, the fact that they continue to up the ante with the action. And I don't know, like, when, like, Archer's like hanging out of the helicopter, it's like some intense shit, and like explosions and gunfights, you know.
What do you think about what our pitch for Tintin style Archer?
Like a mocap movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be sick, right? There were some people saying for live action, like, you could do it with John Hamm, and like, yeah, he would probably do a good job with it.
Yeah, but he would.
That makes me laugh, but, though, because I don't know. I love John Hamm, but it's just it's funny.
Just do John Hamm and just have John Benjamin do the ADR.
Right.
Yeah, they can do it like over. That. Did y'all ever see that really bad Tupac movie?
No, but you keep talking about it.
All Eyes on Me, baby. I didn't
see it.
It's a rumor. Johnny's right. I never shut the hell up about it. There's a rumor that that Snoop Dogg dubbed whoever played him because that shit sound a little too much like Snoop Dogg. I'm not going to lie. There's no way. That's not an impression at that point, man.
Oh, that's crazy. Man, how bad would that feel if you were the guy who played Snoop and they dubbed over you with a real Snoop?
How bad at the voice do you have to be? We'll just call him, man. Fuck it. We can't release this.
That's so interesting. Yeah. Like, I do feel like there's so many ways you could do a cool Archer movie.
I mean, just a straight up Archer movie by the people who make Archer, you know?
Yeah.
Cause like, if they were to do it like Tintin style, it would probably be like outsourced or moved to like another studio, animation studio,
sure,
or something.
You would
right?
need, you would need a mocap specialist situation. Yeah.
But I would just like love to see them get, because they do already go all out, you know, with the show.
And I'm eager to see them
go
even
more all out, you know.
The fact that I haven't watched seasons 9 through 12, like, I can't wait to see. And like, the last season I watched was Dreamland, which looks really good. That's a good looking season.
There's also, there's a big cutoff at some point. I can't remember between which seasons they just redid every model they had, like,
really,
like, and they weren't like major changes, but I honestly just went and looked at the thumbnails for the most recent season, and it looks weird. Like, does not look like what these early seasons look like. But I feel like it's gradual, you know, too. You know,
yeah, so when you're watching through the show, you don't, it's not as like jarring. But when you watch a season 1 episode and then a season 11 episode, you're like, "What the hell?"
Like, you look at season 1 and they kind of walk around like South Park characters. Like, it's very cut out.
Absolutely.
You know? And it gets a lot smoother and more stylized.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It feels like running was difficult thing for them to do in season 1. Like, they would do a lot of running off screen or like not showing the whole body when they're running, you know. Even just in this one, like when they showed Barry running away from Archer as he shoots him, like, it's like, oh, this is like a real solid running sequence
it
that
is,
they're doing here, you know. It is interesting. I'm very eager to see what the newer seasons look like, and I just think this is a good candidate for a movie, because the spy genre lends itself to a cinematic experience so much.
Absolutely.
So maybe one day we'll get it.
Man, just imagine a theater full of people laughing at Archer.
That'd be crazy. Man. I want that so bad. We'll have to what's the next like theatrical thing that we could cover? Bob's Burgers? Like,
that might actually be the answer.
Man, you gotta come out here for Bob's Burgers movie that we can watch it together.
I'm
in the
theater.
We can all go see it together.
I feel like it's just like not a thing anymore. At least like, if there's gonna be like, these South Park movies aren't gonna come out in theaters, right?
Mm-mm. They're all Paramount Plus.
It's not really a thing anymore where make movies based on shows, animated or otherwise, right?
Yeah,
and that sucks, because that, like, I talked to I talked to our friend Kevin about this before, but like that was always one of my dreams, was to have a show that like went to theaters and did something like that.
Yeah.
And the fact that now that it's like, it is borderline extinct. That's why like when it happens, like I freak out. Like when they did the Teen Titans Go movie, like I was like, oh yeah, I'm in
there.
That
was good.
That was one.
That movie's good.
That movie
it's such
rocks.
A good movie.
it's so funny.
Yeah.
Even like Breaking Bad, like the biggest show of the 2010s, got like
that's
a
right.
Netflix movie.
Netflix
you know,
movie.
That I didn't even watch. But
the thing is that so like the thing that I'm terrified is going to happen, even though I don't, you know, I'm not convinced it will be great or anything. But like, if they make another Simpsons movie and it's only on Disney Plus, I'm going to be really upset.
That's how you know it's over. The biggest right. animated series of all time goes to Disney. Yeah, that's when you know it's over. Like that's when
you
know
they're wrapping
it
up. The other thing is like, at least, yeah, that would be a bummer. But also living in LA, like the Disney owns a theater here called the El Capitan, and they usually will throw their movies. Like Luca played there, even though Luca was only on Disney Plus everywhere around the world. That wasn't in any other theaters. Mm-hmm. So like, If the Simpsons movie went straight to Disney Plus and they would probably put it at the El Cap and I would be there day one. Like I'm not missing that for the 1 week it's in the theater. But yeah, like it kind of bums me out. Like I was too young to go see the South Park movie in the theater, but God, like just thinking about what it would have been like to laugh with a crowd.
Right. Yeah.
The South Park movie. Like I'm definitely keeping my eye out for any LA screenings of that movie in any theater. Like I want to go see that real bad. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. I'm trying to think of what other like movies based on shows have happened. They did two Sex in the City movies that were both
yeah.
in theaters.
There's those,
and we'll see it now they're doing more, but it's just going back onto HBO.
It's not you know, a movie though, it's a show, right?
That's the
thing.
It's
like a
yeah.
new series.
I think it's because TV has just gotten so good that there isn't that need to make the jump to upgrade to cinema, you know?
And that's basically what Matt Stone and Trey Parker have said in the past. They talked about, because like they talked about how Imagination Land was planned to be a movie. And then there was a few reasons they decided not to put it in theaters. One was that they felt like the idea and the concept wasn't big enough, which I disagree with. I think that was a great idea and would have been really fun to see on the big screen, but they also didn't want their like they were worried about doing a movie in theaters that is so filled with so much existing IP. You know what I mean, like all the characters in Imagination Land. But they also talked about how like they've now just been capable of telling their bigger stories in the show. They're able to do multi-part stories in the show. So they've done those three-part stories many times. Like I think there was a Q&A and someone asked them like, what would your perfect idea? Like if you had a perfect idea for, or like what's your perfect second South Park movie look like? And they were like, if we had an idea for a second South Park movie, it would just be in the show next season.
Right,
like we don't like bank the ideas because we think that'll make a great movie. We just make that the show. Like that's just what the show is now. So the idea, when I see them doing these 14 Paramount Plus movies, I know that they're just taking the bigger ideas that they have for the show and being like, well, let's just flesh this out into as long as we can and put it on Paramount Plus instead of doing it in multi-part episodes. So like, yeah, it feels like with streaming and with the way things are going, there's some of these, there's just no need to do a movie. Like if they can tell the story they want to tell, they don't care about putting it in the theater.
Right.
They said that I think they had said that the only reason they put that movie in the theater for the South Park movie is because that was what, like at that point in time you were supposed to do. It was almost like the end goal. You're like, you have a hit show and now you can make a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause really that's Rugrats' fault. It really is, because the Rugrats movie came out, and then it was the first non-Disney animated movie to get over 100 million.
Did they have three theatrical Rugrats movies?
There's the first one, and then there's the second one in Paris. That's the one that everybody remembers. And then the third one is the Wild Thornberrys crossover. But the Rugrats movie was the first...
I never saw the third one.
It was the first non-Disney animated movie to get $100 million. And then everybody kind of went, oh shit. And then they just kind of threw all their shows.
Doug had a movie.
Doug had a Doug's first movie.
Disney's Doug, though.
Disney's Doug.
And it's called Doug's First
Nobody
Movie.
Nobody likes that.
And I actually watched Doug's first movie recently. I can't remember why. But it is so mid. It is the most mid movie I've ever seen in my life. It's Doug's first
movie. Here's a question. So all of Nickelodeon stuff's going to Paramount Plus. Disney has Disney Plus. Is the classic Nickelodeon Doug on Paramount Plus and Disney's Doug on Disney Plus?
Disney's Doug is 1,000% on Disney Plus, but I don't know where Nickelodeon's Doug is. I don't know if that's on Paramount or not. But Disney's Doug is 1,000%. Because I watched, first of all, I watched Doug's first movie on Disney Plus, even though the VHS is down here somewhere. But I watched it on Disney Plus. And then Deli, our friend Deli, was telling me about like an episode of Doug, I think, where like Patty gets like an eating disorder. And I was like, I gotta see that. What the hell are they doing? And so I went and watched, and so it was a Disney's Doug, so that was on Disney's Plus too. So damn. It's up there.
Wow. Issue episode.
A very special episode. It's, it's like Doug's first very special episode. Yeah. That's wild.
They called it Doug's first movie and then never made another one.
Yeah, they didn't bother, yeah. Man.
They called their shot and missed.
Yeah, yeah. But that...
They called it Doug's only movie.
Doug's only movie.
Doug's movie. They played themselves in general around that time with like all of those animated movies based on shows because they just... I think they saw that as a liberty to just be like, we'll just give you your normal budget, just like a couple more million and just go about your day. So that's why they all look like shit. Like the Recess one and like the Arnold one, like.
Recess School's Out.
Yeah, Recess School's
Out.
What it's
called?
Oh, yeah. Forgot they did a Recess movie.
Mm-hmm.
They did so many of those.
Fam,
I remember
Recess
seeing
went
the Rugrats
to theaters,
movie in theaters.
Like, Teacher's Pet went to theaters. Like, I don't know, man. Like, he just kind of did anything.
It's wild. And to think that they only did one Simpsons movie.
Right.
That's
way after
South
that
Park
trend
movie,
was over.
One Simpsons movie. Yeah. And never a Family Guy movie. Kind of shocking. Never did it. Well, that was a good tangent about the state of television and movies and all that junk. You guys, how you guys feel? Got any other thoughts about Archer before we sign off for the day?
I think we did a bang up job talking about these three.
I think we did too. Yeah. We went on some fun tangents. We explained to you audience what we're going to start doing moving forward, changing it up a little. I hope you don't hate us. Please subscribe to our content and our Patreon and, we can give you a lot of fun stuff moving forward. This will provide you with more things to listen to. They might be shorter, but it will give you more things to listen to. And it will allow us to be able to spend a little bit more. I think we're spread thin a little bit sometimes with these long seasons. So we'll be able to put a little bit more of I feel like it'll come out better. I think it's going to be a better product in the end. So we'll see how it goes. Is that it? You guys good? Cool. All right.
Oh, yeah.
With that, I want to thank Michael Yunez for producing and editing our podcast. I want to thank Carrie Feek for our amazing artwork. I want to thank Jake Neutron for our amazing theme song. I want to thank Tariq for talking about cartoons with me. And I'll thank you again, Mikey, for jumping in to talk cartoons too.
Always.
And thank you to the audience for listening and hopefully subscribing to our new Patreon that will be up very soon. We're probably talking about Paddington first. Maybe we'll see. I think you guys will want to listen to that. And with that, thank you very much. We'll see you next time.